This is the Troy Trojans Locker Room Channel, FM 103.9 KNZA with head coach Derek Jasper. Johnny came back with you, and well, coach, disappointing one last week on your home turf, on homecoming. You have Valley Heights coming to town, and your defense played so well, but your offense couldn't get anything going in a 12-0 loss. So just what were your overall thoughts of that loss to Valley Heights?
Oh, yeah, I really hated it. I mean, we spoiled a great effort by our defense. Our defense really deserved to win that game. But then again, a lot of those same kids are on offense, and we were just terrible on offense at every level, you know, whether it be O-line, receivers, quarterback play, play calling, everything. And nothing went well at all. Probably one of the worst offensive performances, probably the worst offensive performance I've ever been involved in. I think we put up 54, 56 total yards and just didn't get very many first downs. We had some opportunities to get on the board. We just barely missed on a couple long pass plays. We had a good drive where we fall start on a 4th-and-1. So just some blunders and some near opportunities that we didn't take advantage of. But ultimately, it's my responsibility to get better play calls probably and to try to fix this thing. And, you know, it's probably not something we can fix in 1 week, but our offense has kind of been a disappointment all year. Take away the Pleasanton game, we've only put up 2 touchdowns in about every game. So we need to get more points on the board definitely to help out our defense.
Yeah, you talk about having all the opportunities offensively. So does that just mean essentially that it just came down to the fact that you guys aren't executing right now?
Yeah, some poor execution on some plays. We had a play call that 10 people did the right thing and one person didn't, and I think that was going to hit for some big yardage. And just some little blunders like that, a few missed blocks. Obviously, we're not a very strong running team, and we know that. That's kind of who we are. We can't really change that identity, but we certainly need to run the ball better. We need to just be better with the chains. I mean, I think we had 33, something like that, total offensive plays. And I think only 4 of them were anything with a down and distance of under 5 yards. So way too many 2nd-and-11s, way too many 3rd-and-12s, and we just can't be very secretive about what you're going to do in those situations. Everybody knows we're going to throw the ball, and we need to keep the defense a little bit more on their heels and a little bit of guessing a little bit more.
Now you look at it this week, you know it's going to be an even tougher test. You're going to go on the road to Jeff County North and kind of a must-win game for your guys. We'll talk about that matchup with Jeff County North when we come back. This is the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Troy Trojans Locker Room Chat. We'll talk with head coach Derek Jasper. It is brought to you by the Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats. And, well, coach, now you look ahead to this week, Jeff County North on the road. This is kind of a must-win game now for your guys after back-to-back losses to Jackson Heights and to Valley Heights. So what do you know about this Jeff County North team other than the fact that they've been pretty good this year?
Very good. Very well coached and off to a very good start. Probably looking for a deep playoff run. We've played some physical football teams. When you have to play Centralia, Jackson Heights, Wabunsee, and Valley Heights last week. So, and I think this, just watching film, this looks like one of the most physical teams we've played. They were very physical when they played Centralia. So really going to be a test for us in the trenches. They're going to kind of line up and do what they do, quarterback run game, power run game, mix in a few passes here and there if they need to. So a difficult task for our defense, but hey, our defense is our strength right now. We just need to hold them down enough and try to get our offense going to have a chance to win this thing in the 4th quarter. So hopefully we can get some things going offensively. But again, JCN's defense is very physical, does a lot of blitzing, some things we're really going to have to be prepared for. So a really tough task going on the road here Friday night.
And just something that I look at as far as the Jeff County North defense that you talked about, I know a couple of weeks ago Jackson Heights did some things and kind of threw some blitzes out there. Do you kind of see a similar style in the way that both Jackson Heights defense played and how Jeff County North is going to play you on Friday night, at least you look on film?
Oh, yeah, and everybody's going to try to pressure our quarterback because they know we're throwing the ball nearly every down. So they're going to try to get pressure on our quarterback and try to get him off rhythm and try to mess up some of our routes. So, yeah, I mean, it's just something we've got to work on. We were really working on pass protection. Our line has made some progress, but we're still kind of working on chemistry and making sure we're all on the same page there and maybe mixing in the new pass protection scheme here and there as we can kind of figure out some things. So really need to do a good job protecting. And you know, if we need to keep more people in to help give you more time, we will. But, we like to send a lot of receivers out on routes. That's just kind of our offense. And sometimes if we can give him some time to throw the ball, he can put her there and we can make some big plays. So just a work in progress that we've got to keep going on because we still got some season left. I mean, the loss the other night felt like it was kind of the end of the road, but man, we just got to bounce right back and still play some football. We know we want to try to get into week 10 somehow and take our chances.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. You talked about just the passing game, got to get going a little bit more than what it has been the last couple of weeks. Where do you really start with that? Is it maybe just switching up some things, maybe try to get Cam going early just with some shorter passes, things like that? Or is it just kind of one of those things where the guys just got to execute now?
Yeah, just got to execute. Make sure we're all on the same page. Sometimes our receivers, our spacing isn't good. Our initial alignment isn't good. Those are all things we talked about after Friday night when we really had that struggle offensively. We really tried to say, hey, you know, we're not even lining up right. We're not even, our spacing's not even right. And yeah, we just got to try to get in a rhythm. I do not feel like as a play caller, I've been in a rhythm all year where we can keep people off balance, get going up tempo a little bit, run, pass, mix it up. You know, stay against the chains where we need to be and not get those third and long, second and long situations. So it's just a total thing of everything involved that's got to improve.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck here against Jeff County North on Friday night. Should be a really good game. Certainly look forward to it. But, Coach, thank you so much, as always, for taking the time. We really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, Johnny. Take care.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy Trojans, joining us on our locker room chat. They're brought to you by Troy Booster Club, Johns Market, Kinsey Farms, Exchange Bank of Troy, and Anderson Meats on FM 103.9 KNZA.